Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Roger, will you please open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Oh, thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, the great I Am, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. As we're led by the Holy Spirit tonight, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, we stand in agreement tonight in the lead of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to stand up against Satan tonight, Father God, to rebuke everything that he has prepared and laid out tricks for us tonight, to rebuke him right now, to remove him from these airwaves, remove him from our homes right now, Father God, to remove him from everything that he has prepared for us right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, Father God, we stand in agreement right now in the name of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to remove every distractions, Father God, to clear our minds and our hearts, to accept the word and the teachings of the shepherd tonight, Pastor Smith, whatever she has for us tonight, Father God, we receive it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We'll let the Spirit open ourselves up to receive the word tonight, Father God. Open us up, Father God. Lead us and guide us, Father God, that every home will be touched, Father God, to lead and guide, Father God, to receive your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Penny's going to do the opening tonight with our announcement because Sister Tamara had to attend to an affair. Sister Penny?
Okay, thank you. Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. You're already listening to our Tuesday night prayer line. Our Wednesday night number is area code 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer, Second Extension, meets every second and fourth of the month at 1:30 p.m. And the address to the location is 2800 West Rumble Road in the city of Modesto, California. It's inside the multipurpose room. Our next date for service is August 25th, September 8th, and September 22nd. I also want to announce that Full Gospel House of Prayer will be having a revival next month on the 14th and 15th in the city of Mobile, Alabama. More details are to follow. It's now time for our testimony. Please keep your testimony 1 or 2 minutes or less, and please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes,
Pastor Smith. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Last Friday, I was on the way home from work. The devil tried to take me out. I was driving home and I heard a real thumping from my left wheel well. I was about 300-400 yards from my exit. As soon as I pulled off the exit, all the air in my tire went out. So I thank God for keeping me safe on the road as the devil tried to attack me and keep me out. Thank you, Lord, for my protection, my safety.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. I am so excited. The enemy has been attacking me and my finances, and my car went out. They said I need a new motor. I got a new motor, and I've had a spend out all kind of money. I'm like, okay, what is going on? What am I doing that I need to stop and just hear from God? What does he want to do? Instead of getting mad and upset, I just thank God for just taking over me like never before. And today, I'm right now, I am sitting on the side of the road. My car stopped. It overheated and everything. But, you know, something you said, Pastor, in the shut-in, you said when stuff starts hitting you real bad, you like, Satan, bring it on, because you know there's a bigger blessing coming your way. So I thank God I know there's a bigger blessing coming my way. Satan cannot stop me. He is rebuked by the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank God for his spirit that has overcome in my spirit. He's in my spirit and has bringing me joy. When you look at something in the flesh, it may not look right, but God will not forsake me. I am his child, and I just thank him for reminding me of the goodness that he is doing for me in my life right now.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith.
Okay, go on. You're free.
Hi. So when I first got on this this line, you know, God had started, you know, telling me it's time to go. And I was like, where are we going, God? Where are we going? But so we prayed, you know, and I got that job at UC Davis. And then so like a couple weeks ago, I had been dragging my feet, not that my faith wavered, but I've been dragging my feet and I couldn't find no kind of housing. And suddenly one popped up and it was a little bit better than a shack on the side of the street, but I was desperate. And I'm like, God, if this is you. And then one of my sisters told me, you know what? God is upgrading you. Do not accept it. And so like, you know, I stepped out on faith, and I just want you guys to know that I'm standing in a 2-bedroom. Everything is brand spanking new. The floors, the bathroom, every single thing. Yep. And that's it. Thank you.
The Spirit of God spoke last week that you were getting that place, sister, so we thank God because you're faithful. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we need the presence of the Holy Spirit to breathe, that the Spirit of God would overtake, that the anointing of God would anoint us to receive what we have need of from the Word of God. And we give you praise for your anointing by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Exodus, the 31st chapter, verses 1 through 6, and Ephesians 2, verse 10. That Exodus 31, 1 through 6, and Ephesians 2 and 10. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement, and this word will bring life to those that receive it, because the Spirit of God is moving in such a great way in this hour, and the Spirit of God wants you to be encouraged tonight. And there's an old saying, to pull oneself up by your own bootstrap, and it means to improve your position by one's own effort. And I began to think about that, and I said, that's senseless. Because there are so many people don't have boots to even pull themselves up. And so this is a word to encourage you tonight. You that don't have boots to pull yourself up, and don't have the money's like generational finances that fall from generation to generation. Don't have any means to pull yourself up with. Don't have boots to pull yourself up with. And this is a word going to encourage you tonight, because we know in the early 1800s, land was given out to certain people. That means generations have been blessed through that land. And land is increase. Anytime you own land, it's money. And because that land was given out generations ago, many have profit from that, But then there are those that didn't receive. And this is for a word of encouragement for you don't have boots. That this word won't bring you alive tonight. And the Spirit of God don't want you to have that mind of poverty over you any longer. Because God going to show you by his word. He's a creative God. If God give you an idea, the Spirit of God going to cause that idea to survive. He's going to cause that idea to thrive. He's going to cause that idea to be built. And an idea is something that God creates in our minds, saints of God. Idea to create, idea to produce, to design. And when we're obedient to God, it's not about your effort. It's about the efforts of God. It's about him who place a seed of the word in your mind. And that seed brings something into the existence. It designs something in your mind. It fashions something in your mind. It brings action to what? Erects something in your mind. It inspires you. And this is what people need to be encouraged. You go and tell a homeless person that don't have shoes, pull yourself up by your bootstrap. That's nonsense. It's not real. But this is real tonight. The word of God is real tonight. And anytime God give you an idea, a thought, or a suggestion, the action of God going to bring that plan out. And what God does, he places you in a place to survive. That means to continue to exist in spite, saints, of danger or hardship. He calls that idea to thrive, to grow, to develop, and to prosper, and to what? To flourish. That means continue. Because the Holy Spirit is building it inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is constructing every part. And then a period of time comes, there's a foundation. You're going to see by the word of God. Exodus 31, 1 through 6, please.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by my name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in the cutting of stone to set them and in carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. And I... Behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahizamech of the tribe of Dan, in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, and I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded thee.
This is the Spirit of God wanting you to be encouraged. These people was brought out of Egypt. They were slaves. They didn't have any boots on. Maybe some of them didn't have shoes on. And so God, he said, he said he chose these sons and grandson from the tribe of Judah. He said, I have filled them with my power. These are slaves, didn't have nothing. I have given them understanding, skills, and ability for every kind of artistic work, for planning skillful designs and working them in gold, silver, and bronze, cutting jewels to be set, carving wood for every kind of artistic work. He said he also elected another son to work with them. He said, I've also given great abilities to all the other skillful craftsmen so that I can make everything, so they can make everything I have commanded to be made of these people. Saints, you ought to be shouting for joy. This is what God and his ability did for some slaves, some people that was under bondage, who didn't have boots, who didn't have a generational wealth passed down to them. The Spirit of God went into that place. He began to touch their mind. He began to give them skills and ability to do all kinds of things, to create all kinds of skillful craftsmen so they can make things. To why? Why? So that they could what? Survive. So that they could what? Thrive. The Holy Spirit did this for a people who had zero, who had nothing. It was no generation wealth passed down. They didn't get no free land. They didn't get it. They had zip. They were slaves. They were under bondage. They had been in captivity. But the Spirit of God looked down on them, and the Spirit of God said they need to survive. The Spirit of God said they need to thrive. The Spirit of God said they need to prosper. So I must go into their mind and give them wisdom and knowledge how to survive and how to prosper and how to thrive. I must anoint them with knowledge and wisdom to be skillful, to create, to produce. And he said, I'm going to position them so that they can profit. It will not be of their effort, but it will be of my doing. It will be my idea. It will be a seed that I will produce in their mind, and that seed will produce, and that mind going to bring forth, that mind going to receive, that mind going to be in a place where they're going to desire. That mind will be in a place where I will create plans inside of them. I will fashion things inside of them. I will construct things inside of them. I will erect things inside of them. What he's saying, that seed that he will place in their mind will inspire them to produce. God said, I'm the same yesterday and forever. God wants you tonight to have your mind transformed, to not have a mind of poverty, to have a mind that think that you can't come forth. But the Spirit of God said, I am the one that shall anoint your mind, give you the ability to do great things. I will give you ideas. I will give you ideas. I will give you an aim. I will give you a purpose. I will give you a goal. I'm going to give you concepts to produce, to become a survivor in this wicked world, so that you can what? Thrive and develop and prosper and flourish in the things I want you to build. Every part going to come together tonight, because the Spirit of God going to give you a spirit to survive. Survive means to continue to live, to continue to exist in spite of hardship. This is a word for somebody to be encouraged tonight. It is not about bootstrap. It's about the Spirit of God. Because there are people don't have zip, don't have nothing. They don't have family that in the same condition, don't have nothing to leave to them. But I tell you, when you get saved and the Spirit of God overtake you, and you begin to follow the commands of God, he said, I hold no good thing for me, anyone that walk uprightly. He said, I will prosper you, I will flourish you, and I will give you skills and knowledge how to create in spite of hardship. You will develop and prosper and flourish. And when the Spirit of God take over your mind, and you allow you yield to God. It's about yielding and surrender to God, because we were created in sin because of our forefather. But when we receive Jesus as Lord, a transformation began in your spirit, and the Spirit of God set you apart and sanctify you. It's a process. It's a continuous working of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God called those things that's not right in you. His righteousness come in and cause you to be right. And that means so you can prosper, so you can flourish. But it's about yielding to the Holy Spirit. When you yield to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God take everything over. The more you yield, the more you receive. The more you yield, the more you prosper. The more you yield, the more things are going to be developed. This is what the Holy Spirit did for these people. He went into that place where they had nothing. They didn't have any generational wealth. They didn't have any boots to pull them up. But the Spirit of God went into that place and did for them what they could not do for themselves. The Spirit of God want our minds to be transformed and not have a mind of poverty, but a mind of his righteousness, his blessing. He's the sanctifier. We've been reconciled back to God through the cross. We have been atoned. We have salvation. We have been redeemed. Saints of God, he's given us the fullness. Everything is already done. All you have to do is allow the Holy Ghost to do a perfect work in your life. Spirit of God will go into your mind. He will begin to fill your mind with wisdom and understanding and the ability to do great things right here in the earth. I'm not talking about the by and by. I'm talking about right here in the earth. He will bless you. Bless your seed and generation to come. He will do it. Not by your own effort, but because you have yielded to God. God wants to do great things in this hour. I don't care what the evil one announced. It has nothing to do with the children of God. And you're going to see it by the word. Ephesians 2 and 10, please.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
This is to the point. Christ has created us for a life of what? Good works, good deeds. He has already prepared for us to do. Already done. Already done. We are in union with him. When you're saved, you are in union with him. And you're not going to be in that place where you're going to step on your brother to try to prosper. You're not going to work against people and do things crafty. You're going to do things according to the word of God. You're going to allow the Holy Spirit to overtake your mind and transform your mind and renew your mind. So the Spirit of God can drop a seed of the word in your mind, a mind that would begin to design things by the order of God, by the creation of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God will go into that mind and begin to cause that mind to receive all kinds of fashion, to receive all kinds of ways to produce, to receive all kinds of ways to thrive and survive right here in the earth I'm talking about. This is what the word of God says, that the Spirit of God will let you know. I'm the one that's pulling you up because I'm the creator. I'm the one that brings things into the existence. I'm the one that caused that design to be in your mind. I'm the one that erected that thing, that seed to inspire you. Who gave you those suggestions? Who put a purpose down inside of you that nobody can shake, even hard times can't shake? To place in you a target that you're going to make your goal because of Christ that lives inside of you, the fullness of God. But your mind must be transformed. We need the mind of Christ. The Spirit of God had to go and remove that slave mentality out of these people's minds. He chose them. He gave them understanding and wisdom. skills and ability to do all kinds of things, to produce great artists. He calls them to work together. He calls them to have ability to be skillful. And he said, just obey my command. Just obey my command. And when you obey the command of God, the spirit of poverty cannot sink into your mind. God going to tell you when to buy, when not. He going to tell you what to buy. You're going to be led by the spirit of God. He going to tell you what you should do and how you should do it. How some people is trying to act like they're ballers and can't even pay their bills. That's a poverty spirit, thanks to God. Instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them, to guide them, and stay in that lane so God can guide you and direct you, then he'll take, because why? You're led by the Spirit. He said, you're sons of God. Sons of God is led by the Spirit. They're not led by the media or what the people are buying, what people are doing, or their neighbors or their friends. They're led by the Spirit. God will tell them what to do, how to do. He'll give them ideas. He'll tell them how to wait on God. He'll show them how to survive, how to thrive without being under bondage of the man, of bills and bills. Not being the borrowers, but being the lenders. He will cause you to prosper and to thrive when you allow the Holy Spirit to take you over. He said, just obey my command. He said, I hold no good thing from you. I'm not talking about being like a roller coaster up and down. Prosper now. Now I'm not. I'm homeless. I can't pay my rent. Going through foreclosure. God said he wants us to what? Survive. To thrive. He wants us to flourish. This is what he wants. This is his will, saints of God. In spite of danger or hardship. He said, I'm giving you these abilities. I'm placing these ideas in your mind. It's not about you. It's all about God. Because what? You can lose money, but when God gives you skills and give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding, you're gonna receive some more money. That's the law of God. But you can lose money. But when the Holy Spirit gives you knowledge and wisdom how to have money to come and how for you to make money because you're led of the Spirit, God gonna give you some money. He gonna cause you to prosper. We do it all backwards. We have to do it the Word way, not the way the world does, but the Word way. When we do the Word way, it's a plan of God. It's designed by God. It's the purpose of God. It's set up by the foundation of the Word of God. And every technique gonna work. Every technique going to work. He did it for Joseph. When everything befell Joseph. When he was in prison, he didn't have any boots to pull him out. Spirit of God gave Joseph an idea for the land to prosper. He gave him techniques. He gave him concepts. The king received it. And there was a heathen king. And Joseph became wealthy. Because it was God that gave him what? Knowledge. It was the plan of God. Gave him skills. Gave him techniques. Gave him a project. Gave him concepts. And every procedure and every technique that God allowed Joseph to use, it was a blessing. Not only to Joseph, but a blessing to the one who had what? did him wrong. It was a blessing to people. Joseph didn't do any schemes. He didn't do anything that was crafty. He didn't do anything ungodly. He just obeyed the God of Israel, and he yielded to God in spite of what? Hardship. And the Lord gave the man ideas. This is for you tonight. I don't care if you're at the bottom of the barrel. I don't care if people looking down on you and saying you'll never come out. The devil is a liar. If you are a child of God and you have been what? Saved, atoned, redeemed, been justified, made right through his righteousness, sanctified continuously, sins has been remitted, you're reconciled to God, you're an overcomer, you have been forgiven, and you are delivered. He said, I hold no good things from you that walk uprightly. It's not about people. They'll try, but their schemes will not work. Every scheme that was placed against Joseph failed and came to naught, thanks to God, came to nothing. Every plan, even those who say, I'm going to help you, and then remember him. God remembered Joseph. God wants you to know he remembered you tonight. And the Spirit of God wants you to what? To thrive. He wants you to survive. Thrive means to grow, to develop, to prosper, to flourish. He wants this for you and I tonight. He wants you to survive, to continue, to live on, to be a blessing to your seed and your seed seed, to be a blessing to your seed. And the only way this can occur is the Spirit of God, because when you're at the bottom, the only one can bring you up is the Spirit of God. When you don't have boots, when you don't have a great inheritance, when you don't have nothing to work with, Spirit of God, you say, Spirit of God will go into that place. This is what he said in his word. He'll give you knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be skillful, to do great things. He'll give you ideas. He will cause action to come forth. I'm an acts of God. You put a plan in your mind that people won't understand. And he'll give you concepts from the Holy One of Israel. And those ideas, thanks to God, those thoughts from God will cause you and I to prosper. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. I don't care if you don't have $20 in the bank. I don't care what you're going through. It has nothing to do with the Spirit of God concerning your life tonight. He said, I'm concerned about everything that concerns you. He said, I will correct those things that's crooked. Only God can do that. He corrected everything was out of sort for those slaves that came out of Egypt. He came into a place and blessed them, gave them perfect understanding, made them great craftsmen, great soldiers. Didn't have any land. He said, but I'm going to give you the land of the enemy. He gave them the land of the enemy. Call out the enemy. He said, you're going to conquer them. Just obey me. And they that obeyed, the Lord remembered them. So this is the word tonight to encourage you. I don't care what your circumstances may look like to someone else. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. He's concerned about everything that concerns you. Do you think that he doesn't want you to prosper? The devil is a lie. He said, I desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. He's a God of justice. He's a God of completion. He a God that remember your labor of love. He remember you when everyone forget. Spirit of God says, I remember your labor of love. He remember when you're going through, but yet you hold fast. Yet you don't throw in the towel. Yet you don't give up. Yet that you stand fast and say, I'm going to serve God. And the Spirit of God enable you to walk in obedience, even when you're shaking, even when the enemy want to move you. The Spirit of God will cause you to be steadfast, and you will not move through hardship, because hardship don't remain. It don't stay there, saints of God. He said, after you suffer for a while, he said, I'll strengthen you, I'll establish you, and I'll settle you for a while. It passes, saints of God, when we remain faithful to the God of Israel. This is a word to encourage you, that you keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and the Spirit of God will cause everything around you to become dim. And the Spirit of God will allow your life to be like lit up like a candle before the enemy's eyes. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, Brother Gray.
Okay.
The devil's been attacking my finances since you prayed for that blessing for me, for that increase. My finances have taken a hit, but I know by God's will and God's faith, my faith in God, that He's going to take care of the situation. And I just want to pray against the lack of finances right now.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hi, Pastor. This is Tiffany. I have a really great interview tomorrow, and I'm really praying that I land this job as closer to home. It also helped my finances because I am down on my finances as well. And it's happy if you can say a prayer for me for finances in this interview tomorrow. That would be great.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to stand fast. We're going to hold on to the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace tonight that we may attain help and find grace to help us in a time of need. Father, you encourage those who feel like they're going through a place of lack, a place, oh God, when it seems like the cards is not working out for them, that things are not working for their good. Those things that the enemy has set up against them to overthrow everything. Things seems to be in a place of hardship. But this is a word of encouragement. We don't receive the report of the world, but the report of God. They're constantly flashing out that there shall be a recession. But, Father, you are in control of the recession. I don't care what humans say, but, God, you're in control. And I thank you, Lord, how we got to remember how the Lord provides. And how you just brought to my mind how my granny would tell me during the Depression in the 20s. How God provided. How God had shown her how to live. To plant. To have chickens and had cows and all kinds of things that they were never without. They lived off the land because the Lord showed them how to provide. And Father, we're in a different time now. A time where the economy is different, where there are so many devices now. But, Father, in spite of what the enemy will report over the airways, we thank you, Father, in the midst of anything the enemy is setting up, that we are your children tonight. In the Spirit of God, so you will give us wisdom and knowledge, and you will give us understanding and give us skills, oh God, to survive, to thrive in the earth. Not the by and by, but right here in this earth. So many people, oh God, didn't have opportunity to get land. Didn't have the opportunity, oh God, to have generation of wealth stored up. Didn't have those things that many people have. But God, you gave us a word tonight in Exodus 31:1-6. These was people coming out of bondage, out of slavery. They were released without nothing. And Father, this is real. We live in a real world. And so many people listen to words to tingle their ears, to make them feel good without deliverance. But this is a word of deliverance, Father Jesus, that you're concerned about us, that you care about those who's at the bottom, that you care about those who have a fair chance, their spirits in justice, that things was already set up against them by a round table, that they will not prosper, that they will not do good, that they will be at the bottom. It was set up by humans, Father Jesus. But you are God of justice tonight. And your justice prevail when everything go down. The word of God does not go down. You say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God will not wither. It will not fade. It stands throughout eternity. And Father, this is a word of eternity tonight, that the Spirit of God move over that loved one tonight, that person, oh God, that is spirits in hardship tonight, living in their cars, can't pay their bills. Children want to go to college and they see no way out because there's no generational wealth is on their lives. But your word says tonight, I'm God and I will give you the ability and I will give you skills. I have selected you. I will cause you to prosper. He said, I will cause you to thrive. In spite of hardship, you will survive. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God, that the anointing of God bring a seed of survival inside of their beings tonight. A spirit to thrive, that seed go inside of them tonight in Jesus' name. In spite of the hardship, oh God. Give them a creative mind, God. Give them suggestion tonight. Give them a mind to create tonight, to invent. Father, give them a mind so they can prosper. Great ideas need to have a place where they can what? Survive and thrive. And God have to build it up. Father, build up tonight. Construct tonight. Bring hope alive tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I know this is your word. And the devil cannot stop your word from prospering tonight. Because it's in the New Testament and it's in the Old Testament. For your word said, God, I've already prepared it for you. Ephesians 2:10. Good things, oh God. You are already prepared. Father, I thank you for moving over minds tonight. Giving them new ideas tonight. As you did for Joseph. Give them concepts tonight and techniques tonight, Father. And bring them into a course to prosper tonight. You did it for Joseph, God. Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed tonight. And I thank you for the spirit of prosperity, the spirit of to be skillful, spirit of knowledge and wisdom, anointed by the Holy Ghost in those minds tonight. Those that say yes to the Lord, yield it. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. They're trusting you tonight, God. Father, I thank you for bringing it about. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God begin to touch Brother Ray. Let him begin to praise God. Spirit of lack, you must come separate to praise and worship to God. The Spirit of God, dismantle everything that surround him, that's bringing lack into his life. The Spirit of God, go forth tonight, Father Jesus, and cause everything to turn around. For Brother Ray, that the Spirit of God will prosper that little that he has, that the Spirit of God will bring increase and open doors. I thank you for an open door for this man of God in Jesus' name. You say you open the door that no man can shut. Open that door. I send the word of God, Revelation 3 and 8. Give him an open door to prosper tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for this lady that need to be successful in this interview. That the Spirit of God give her what to say at that time, God. Spirit of God will take over her words and let his words come out of her mouth. That her word was being in the excellency of the Holy Ghost. That her words would be so effective that doors open for her. Doors to prosper. Doors to flourish. Doors to survive. Doors to go forth. And to be a blessing to her household. We send the word of God against poverty in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will cause her to prosper in the earth in this new job. That she will continuously to thrive and do well and flourish in Jesus' name. And Father, we send the word tonight to come against the spirit of poverty, the poverty mentality, that poverty spirit that lurks in the minds of people. Father, I thank you for the spirit of the word to dismantle the spirit of poverty, because you desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Father, give them a mind of Christ tonight. That poverty spirit loose their mind in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the Spirit of God. Cause their mind to increase with knowledge and wisdom and understanding from the Holy Ghost. Because either we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. That's the mind of Christ. And Father, I thank you tonight that a poverty mentality is under the blood of Jesus. The blood stop it in Jesus' name. That the spirit of prosperity go to homes and go to dwellings, go to minds tonight in Jesus' name. That they will thrive tonight. And the spirit of God calls them to survive tonight, to grow, to develop, to prosper, and to flourish. Spirit of the Holy Ghost, build them up tonight. Build them up. Build them up tonight on a foundation, not on sinking sand tonight. And I give you praise for it. And I give you thanksgiving tonight, because the word has been sent. It is attached to those who is ready to do great things and great exploit. For kingdom work, they shall do great exploit. They shall prosper. Spirit of God, erect them to prosper tonight. I don't care what the enemy says. Silence the plans of Satan. Mute him tonight in Jesus' name. Delete everything he sent out. Let every word be under the control of the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God. Cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought tonight, come into the obedience of Christ Jesus. And God, I praise you for it. I thank you for it, God. You shall pull your people up, those that men could help, those that didn't have opportunity like some did. But God, you are the one that gives us opportunity, not humans, because humans would help you some if they could. But, oh, we thank the Lord Jesus tonight, as you did for Israel, brought them out of slavery, blessed them and prospered them, because you are God. And I thank you for it by faith. In Jesus' name, be blessed, saints of God. Know that God is concerned about you tonight. In the spirit of poverty, we speak the word of God will not come nigh your dwelling, because your mind is in a new state. Your mind is in a thriving state, a state to survive, and the Spirit of God himself shall pull you up. And I praise God for it by faith. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Amen.
Power in me, oh, let your glory reign in me, enlarge yourself within me, increase your power in me, oh, let your glory reign in me. God is
gaining more ground.
God is gaining more ground, yeah. Yeah, man, I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna. I can't even think what I wanna, 'cause God is
gaining
more ground. Do what only you can do, Lord. I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna, yeah. I can't even think what I wanna, but 'cause God is gaining, do it, Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna
walk like you,
talk like you,
live like you.
chain, more crown. Enlarge yourself within me, increase your power in me.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.